כן, שלום, אנחנו בשיעור נשים עם הרב לייטמן בנושא לך.
Right now, women's lesson now on the topic of to aim the heart. We're reminding you that the questions have to do with the whole world clay. Please.
מה יש לי לדבר כל כך?
What do I have to talk so much about directing the heart? Everyone understands that directing the heart is what we all want, especially women want that their heart shall be directed to connection and to love, then to nice connection that then between us there will be these tubes of connection, the conduits of connection, that from heart to heart to heart will come this warm sensation and truly tie us as one heart. So how do we do this? We have here in sum total four passages, excerpts. Let's read them.
We'll start with the first excerpt from Bala Sulam, from Shamati. One cannot correct one's thought, but should only aim the heart to make one's heart straight to the Creator. Then all of his thoughts and actions will naturally be to bestow contentment upon his Maker. And when he corrects his heart to be a heart and desire of Kedusha, the heart will then be the kli in which to place the upper light. And when the upper light shines in the heart will grow stronger, and he will add and supplement continuously. Now we can interpret our sage's words, great is the learning that yields action, which means that through the light of the Torah, he is led into action, as the light in it reforms him. This is called an act, meaning that the light of the Torah builds a new structure in his heart. Again, excerpt number one. One cannot correct one's thought, but should only aim the heart to make one's heart straight to the Creator. Then all of his thoughts and actions will naturally be to bestow contentment upon his Maker. And when he corrects his heart to be a heart and desire of Kedusha, the heart will then be the kli in which to place the upper light. And when the upper light shines in the heart will grow stronger, and he will add and supplement continuously. Now we can interpret our sage's words, great is the learning that yields action. It means that through the light of the Torah, he is led into action, as the light in it reforms him. And this is called an act, which means that the light of the Torah builds a new structure in his heart.
I see that I already have a few groups that want to ask questions, but I'm using my privilege and I'm asking first. What is it called that I want to correct the heart? What is it called to correct the heart? Very simply. Please, who wants to answer? Raise your hand. I'll see it.
אני לא רואה ידיים.
I don't see hands.
Well,
I have to answer all your questions only, and you don't want to answer mine?
Maybe they can put their question mark.
Okay, there we have Mark 17, a blonde and a brunette. Who's... Okay. The brunette? No? The other? Okay, where is she? Mark
17.
Dear Rav, to correct the heart is to correct our desire. The desire to receive, to desire to bestow.
That's it? And what does your friend think?
To desire to bestow first to the other, love thy neighbor as yourself, and through that to the Creator.
Okay, but can we exchange our desires? Second question. Who wants the answer? Are you asking now or you want to answer? Only put the question mark if you want to answer. Can we exchange our desires from reception to bestowal?
No. Nagit Ita Shmone.
Okay, let's say Ita 8.
Possiamo cambiare i desideri? No, ma l'intenzione sì, possiamo cambiare l'intenzione.
The desire no, but the intention yes.
Wonderful. Excellent. Only intention we can change, desires we can't change. Correct. Okay. What desire must we have so that we will reveal from the Creator the aid and result of the correction? How do we request of the Creator? How much do we need to request of the Creator? That He will perform correction upon us, that He will do the correction upon us. Please.
No. You say West 1?
Thank you, Dr. Leitman. It has to do with the light. It has to do with our desire for the light, our desire for change. Thank you.
Okay. Any other answers? More precise ones? Mach 3.
Дорогой учитель, повторите вопрос, пожалуйста.
Dear teacher, can you repeat the question?
I no longer remember it. Really? Okay, let's hear your questions, because it's hard for me to put together questions. I wasn't so ready for it. Next time, I'll prepare them ahead of time before the lesson, and then you'll see what questions I'll ask, and it'll be very hard for you. Okay, let's continue. Kiev 1.
Розім лішоль.
Добрий день, учитель. Ми теж готуємося.
Hello, Rav. We are also preparing to the meeting with you in the morning before the lesson. We read and we make a workshop. We want to arrive with a deficiency. And when we read, we had this question. What is the difference in our work between the state of annulment, desire to receive, and a restriction of the desire to receive?
It's entirely that I stop using the will to receive, and then I am considered dead, as dead, that I restrict the will to receive. So I restrict it into some form, let's say that part of it that I restrict and part not, I can do it on the intent to bestow and use it for bestowal. These are different types of corrections upon the desire. Okay.
We understand correctly that before we will reach the work in restriction, we first have to disable it.
Yes, you're right. Restriction, screen, and reflected light, and then correct actions with our desire and the intent to bestow. Correct. Poland.
Poland.
Польша, не Голландия. День добрый, Рав. День добрый, Святой.
Yes, hello, Rav. Hello, friends. Our question is as follows. In the Torah, it said that the Torah has a special power that allows, that holds the light that reforms. Why doesn't this force influence the hearts of the Jewish people and they keep reading the Torah? And what can we do besides dissemination so that this light will finally work on us?
First of all, we don't need to think that our study will help Jews. It has to help everyone, all of humanity. Why? What do you mean it has to help only specifically Jews? That's one thing. On the other hand, second thing, you're saying that all these Jews reading Torah, so why are they not changing? They're not changing because they don't want to change. They think that they're good as they are and that they're good. That's it.
Toronto 1.
Toronto 1.
Thank you, dear Rob. Our question is regarding the work in the heart. And what you mentioned in the morning lesson, feeling is understanding. Is this feeling in the heart, in our corporeal senses, or is this an acquired new sense? Thank you.
It gradually develops in us. Slowly, gradually develops in us.
Mark 25.
Hello, dear Rav. Hello, World Kli. First of all, we would like to thank you for the ability to ask questions on the morning lessons. Today you answered the men's group that one can read Tas and also discuss it. And we have a question. How to stay in the correct intention when we are discussing, talking about Tas and not to be more confused? Are there some specific instructions for women?
I would recommend simply to read more or listen again to the morning lesson in Tes, the study of the Ten Sefirot, once, maybe even twice. And it's good. It's better than that you would do it on your own, or even better if you could do it together. Listen to the morning lesson in Tes.
Chile 1.
Días, amigas. Esta pregunta va por el artículo número uno.
This question is coming from the first part and also from yesterday's and today's lessons to clarify the subject for us. How to hold the internal struggle between the mind and the heart to reach spirituality? Where do we find the heart? In the mind, in the brain, or in the soul?
אני רואה כאן בלבול גדול.
I see here great confusion. First of all, we need to make an effort to connect in one desire. The whole group, our small group, let's say yours, must make an effort to connect together and scrutinize what is the central desire. And around this desire, you want to be connected together. That's first of all, this central desire that you want around it to connect together. It is called the heart of the group. And then, from within this desire, each time that you will scrutinize it, you'll be able to pray to the Creator to approach the solution of each and every problem. You'll see just how much it works, and it's very beneficial. Okay?
Latin 1.
Latin 1.
Buenos días, Rav. Buenos días, Clio Lamy.
Hello, Rav. Hello, World Cli. From the 10, we would like to ask for an advice. The text tells us in the first segment, the Talmud is great, it brings for action. How to keep the force to perform action when we don't feel the influence in the, from the Creator and hope that this study will keep growing?
When we learn, and during the time of the study, that we want to be connected together, and we want that our study that connects us together will also bring us to the one goal, then gradually to this we are directing ourselves. That's called the study is great that brings to action. That the study itself, it really moves us towards the goal.
Latin 20.
Latin 20.
Latin 12.
Sorry, Latin 12. Oh, sorry, Latin 20, yeah.
Buen día, querido Rav.
Hello, dear Rav. This is our first question. I wrote it down, just in case, but it's from today's lesson. It is written that the light of the Torah make us act, and the light will fill the heart, not the thoughts, and that the light is building a new structure in the heart. I would like to ask, what is beneficial about this structure in the heart? Is it only to actualize, realize in the lesson only, or to correct our environment in order to add the solidarity and our altruism in society?
So that's how it is. This, that we learn together, and we want to nullify the ego of each one privately and be connected together in one heart, in one desire, one direction, one intention. It all influences, it all connects us truly together. And this connection together, it returns us in something to the same structure as was in our collective soul called Adam, Adam HaRishon, Adam, what was before the shattering, before the sin of the tree of knowledge. And then, in such a manner, we're getting closer to our source, to the Creator, and we feel Him more, we receive more fulfillment from Him, and we feel ourselves who we are, what we are, where we're from, and where we're going. Meaning, this whole spiritual expanse, we start to feel it. That's what gives us the study together and the prayer. Okay.
Moscow 1.
Moscow 1.
Hello, Rav. Hello, World Kli. A question about the test lesson. When we watch this lesson in a recording during the day, some women are thinking, what can we change? What is the point of holding the intention? What would you suggest? What thought should we hold? What to ask the connection of the men, the Amai 10? How to approach this?
Does
it make a difference if you're in a lesson recording or live? I listened to lessons from the Rabash that he gave me 40 years ago. Yeah, 40 years ago. And what's the problem? I listen to them and I live them. I'm in them. I am connecting with Him, hugging with Him. I remember myself how I sat next to him with the tape recorder and I recorded these lessons. And that's how it is now, too, that I listen to them as the small one next to the adult. This, that there was a morning lesson in the morning and you can only hear it a few hours later, that's what bothers you? There's no time in spirituality. Nothing disappears. It's in the same air. It's in the world. There's no difference when to hear the lesson. Of course, it's more comfortable in the morning lesson because it's psychologically so. But truly the same thing all the other hours of the day. Not only even in the same day, even afterwards, but it is desirable to listen to it the same day. Okay? All right.
Baden.
We have Baden.
Baden.
Hello. I have two general questions, if I may. First question, when the Creator is arising in me, a picture, depicts in me a picture that I see my wrong in others, my default in others, I need to turn to the Creator to forgive me, and by this He will awaken the hearts of the friends. What does it mean, the hearts of the friends? The hearts of the ten?
You
can do that a lot in each question of yours, but in our sources, that's where you can get an answer. Second question, quick.
Question, if I may, also from the ten. To correct the heart. How does each one in the ten correct the heart and direct her desire to spirituality, to form a new structure in the heart, if all of that is in the hands, in the Creator's control?
It all depends on our request. The correction is dependent on our request.
Eight.
Moscow 8.
Здравствуйте, Рав.
Hello, Rav. In the previous lessons, in the 10, we ask the Creator to connect between us. We would like to understand how can this connection between us influence the correction of the heart of man? How does this mechanism work? Do we need in the 10 to feel it somehow?
Yes, the connection between you is very beneficial for correction. You can say it's the only condition that's beneficial for your correction. As much as you'll be able to connect more during the time of request and prayer, then you'll receive from above a stronger force in order to correct you, and you'll advance as such.
German 1.
German 1.
Guten Tag, liebe Freundinnen. Guten Tag, liebe Rav. Ich habe eine Frage.
Hello, friends. Hello, Rav. I have a question. I have fear of giving, bestowal, from feeling the pain of my friends or the suffering of my friends inside my heart. How do I get rid of this fear?
Connect with your friends. Begin to envy them. How they are closer to connection than you. And then out of this envy, you'll want to also reach connection.
Bogota.
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 Shalom. Shalom, Rav. Shalom, Kli.
Hello, Rav. Hello, World Kli. This is a question from the 10 regarding the second excerpt. How is the light revealed inside our desire to receive, and how does it allow us to work towards the Creator?
Upper light is revealed within our request, to resemble, to come close to that same upper light. And then accordingly, it influences upon our desire, and we can connect on the intent to bestow one to another and to the Creator.
Moscow 18.
Moscow 18.
Дорогой учитель, здравствуйте.
Dear teacher, hello. From the 10, we have the following questions. There's a feeling, up until despair and tears, that someone right now in the world is demanding the light of the Creator, needs the light of the Creator. We talked about it in the 10 before the lesson, but we don't understand how to aim the heart in a specific way so that our prayer will be heard and the happiness of the Creator will be revealed where it's needed.
You need to read more from the articles of Rabash about the society, about the group. And you'll see just how much you're in the entrance to the correct connection and to revelation. Just need to put a bit more pressure on the door and it will open. It will open.
Mark 21.
Mark 21.
What does it mean working in the thought, and what is the result that I'm getting? Can I see, feel? What is it? How is this happening?
It's written, all be clarified in thought, meaning everything is dependent upon man's thoughts. If we're directing ourselves in our thought to reach connection between us, to be as one man, as before the shattering, then already it brings us closer to connection, and accordingly we're awakening the upper light that influences upon us and brings us closer to connection, and that will return the same state as before the shattering, returning to the same infinite light, world of infinity, the world of wholeness and spirituality. Mark 22.
Mark 22. Lo shomim. Lo shomim.
Can't hear you.
Tov. As yesh lanu.
Okay. If so, Tiberius?
Shalom, Rav. Shalom.
Hello, Rav. Hello, beloved women. We are very grateful for the opportunity to ask. And thank you that we started learning tests, and we have a question from the first sentence. Know that before the created beings were created, there was a simple upper light. Created beings, Netzlo Netzalim. Baal HaSulam doesn't write it because we need it. Why does he write it? What is this action?
Before the worlds were created, the emanated, the creatures, those who were made, and all those, there's the four worlds that emerge from the world of Ein Sof. 4 degrees. So prior to the emergence of these 4 degrees, there was only the light of Ein Sof that filled the whole desire that the Creator created. And this is actually the beginning, called the world of Ein Sof, an endless, eternal light and an eternal desire that is filled by it. And then this desire began to be built in stages that are called the 4 degrees of direct light, the 4 phases of direct light. And we will learn that. And they're all ending with the Sfira called Dalet, the 4th phase, which does a restriction. And from it already, all the worlds emerge. We will learn that in the wisdom of Kabbalah.
Thank you, and we keep talking about Avraham, Nivraim, created beings, it's us. And the creator is the upper world.
We're also not the created beings. Don't try to connect that to us yet. You have to learn it as it's written without adding words from your intellect. Otherwise, there will be great confusion.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Rav. This is a question from our 10. It's hard to ask. My heart is pounding. It's a question from the 10. I'm sure that we're not alone, and we're really feeling that our role as women is to be in the front of the dissemination and go to the people and speak to them eye to eye and to bring our heart. To your advice, do you think that there's a room to have conversations, virtual conversation, to explain what's happening to everyone and all over the world and to bring the solution?
Try to talk between you, first of all, and if you'll have some serious idea, concrete idea that you think that will be able to influence the broad public or to some faction from the broad public, then I will hear it gladly.
The feeling is that really we have to come out and talk, and the women have the feeling that it's time to come out and talk.
The time to go out may be correct. How to go out, do we know? That I'm doubtful. That's why I want to first hear what your plans are.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. PT 100.
Hello,
Rav. My question is this. When I pray, my prayer need to include some emotional picture of the state I'm aiming to? Am I supposed to create or feel what I want to feel?
A prayer is a request, a request. Did you ask something for something in your life? So what can I say? That's how your request should be towards the Creator. That you really need what you're asking for. That you feel and know what you're asking for. It's a very serious thing. And then there's a chance that you will receive an answer. PT 27.
Shabbat shalom, everyone. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Great. We have a question from the 10 that came up. Do our content that is not related directly to the Rabash but deliver message of connection, closeness of the heart, is that something that can damage the advance of our 10? I will give an example so that you'll understand. For example, sending a message of soldiers singing Am Yisrael Chai, Israel is alive, or something from Psalms. Does that divert us from the spiritual advance?
That confuses us. It confuses us, and that's why we only use the words of the Kabbalists. Because when they said those things, they were connected to the upper force. And though we identify with the soldiers and all those things, but there's no connection with the upper force there. Clear?
Thank you very much.
Haifa 8.
Haifa 8.
Haifa 8.
Tov.
Okay, we're done with Haifa 8. PT 6.
PT 6.
What does it mean to aim the heart together as a 10?
That we want to be connected together and together ask from our heart for the request, for the question that we talked about before and scrutinized as the most important thing for us. And that's what we ask, we turn, we address to the Creator, for him to take us into account and to answer us for our common request. That's actually the prayer.
Woman Australia.
It is written that the heart is the vessel, the kli, for the light to reside. And when the heart strengthens, it keeps adding more and more. A question from the 10. What does it mean, adding more? We thought that if the light lights in the kli, it's already the correction.
No, the upper light does not illuminate in the kli. That's why our kli is corrupted. For it to be corrected, the light needs to gradually begin to fill it, and accordingly, the kli will become corrected in accordance with the light. And that is what we're asking for.
Ita 4.
Rav, mirare.
Dear Rav.
Significa andare oltre la ragione.
What does it mean to get to the desire of the heart? Is that, does it mean to go?
The desire of the heart is called the most internal desire in the heart. The most internal. And to it we come through many actions and searches and rejection from the Creator, and He does it on purpose so that we will once more come to Him, and He rejects again, and we come to Him and again rejects until we come to the true internal desire of ours. And then He helps us and saves us from our state and raises us from this world to the upper world. That's it.
New York 2. New York 2.
Здравствуйте, учитель. Нам нужно исправить место, где раскрывается.
Hello, dear teacher. We must correct the place where the Creator is revealed. What is this place, especially in the women's den?
In the connection between us. In none of us, He will not be revealed. But in the connection between us, if we close the gaps between us and want to be together, then specifically in that seam between us, He is revealed.
Caucasus 1.
Hello, Rav. The question from the 10. How to work in the correct way with the force of security and the force of awakening that we get from the center of the 10?
Connect them together and maybe even connect them with other groups and women and raise to the Creator, and you will receive an answer. For sure you will receive an answer. If you do it correctly, you will receive an answer. The Creator answers women much faster than He does to men.
PT 38.
Shalom,
love. Why do we, the women, dictate the correction at this time, and what inside us is allowing the correction?
A woman is closer to corrections than men are. She feels the suffering more. She feels the lacks more. She's also more patient. And therefore, she is rewarded faster to the fact that the Creator answering her. As it's written, thanks to righteous women, Israel emerged out of Egypt.
Ruth 7. Ruth 7.
World beloved Kli, we have a question. What actions do we need to have why doesn't love come quickly and replace hate?
The response from the Creator is revealed in accordance with the need for correction. Sometimes immediately, sometimes after some time, but it is always coming. This is why if you didn't receive an answer, start to examine whether you asked correctly, whether you need more of coming to other actions. See what Kabbalists write about the appeal, about the prayer, about the raising of man. But we're very close to execution. The more we ask, the more it helps, because everything comes only by the prayer. It's written that way.
Latin 11.
Muchas gracias, Rab, por esta clase.
Thank you very much, Rav, for this lesson. My question is, you advised us to talk between us. How do you advise that we talk, to read excerpts and then from our heart to try to express our desire to connect? Or how do you advise us to do this, Rav? Thank you.
Try, first of all, bring me questions and then I'll be able to answer them. You're a serious group. Try to do it as you should. Questions, requests, responses, connections between you, how it goes, how to turn to the Creator from this, how to receive an answer from Him, a response, and so on. Start clarifying these things and then write some short research, short study of yours for this whole action. And then we can scrutinize it.
Galil West 1.
Good evening, Rav. Good evening, women. Kli, Rav, we feel as women the pain inside the heart, the pain of the Israeli people, the suffering, and we would like to raise a prayer all the time, but it keeps escaping us. We pray morning, noon, evening, but what's in the middle? I want to be in prayer all day long, and it's escaping me. What should I do?
I don't know what to do. What we have, for sure, we receive from the Creator. It is certain that what the Creator gives us is what we deserve. Now the question is, in what are we not okay that such things are sent to us by Him? But it is certain that what we receive is what we need to receive. Now, how do we invert these things that we receive from Him to the correct study, to a conclusion? That's the question. So think about that. How we explain to the people of Israel, if you're talking about the people of Israel, how it needs to be in order to not receive blows. Not to receive hatred from everyone. What does it need to be for that not to happen? It's written about that. He has to be in giving and bestowal and love thy friend as thyself, to pray for the whole world. That's all in its Torah, so let them do it. And then you will see how the situation, the states, will change completely.
Brazil 1. Brazil 1.
Hello, Rav, friends, thank you. The beginning of the use of the desire with the corrected intention, beyond the restriction, can this be stimulated by the Creator through some actions, blows that compel us to react? If so, how does it happen and how can we work with this?
אנחנו צריכים לעבוד לפי מצבים שלנו.
We need to work according to our states in knowing how to connect and how to request from the Creator to help us do the connection. That's it. And we don't care about the blows that we receive, but rather how we carry out the connection upon all the blows and all these sufferings and all the problems. If we want at some point to rid ourselves from these blows, only in such a way. And nothing else will help us. It's been like this for thousands of years, and Kabbalists write about this from generation to generation, and the general folk don't want to hear. And all this weeping that we're doing is like, you know, we're doing bad things, and then we're crying and asking to be forgiven. Why should we be forgiven?
Brazil too.
Shalom, Rav. Shalom, Klia Lami. Rav.
Hello, Rav. Hello, World Kli. Thank you very much for these lessons, these amazing lessons that you're giving us and giving us. Please, I wanted to know what is the right way to pray for the world, that we can pray for the world. What is the right way, the correct way?
That we will pray for the connection of all people to one system, to 1/10 of Adam Rishon.
Mark 11.
Hello, everyone. I have a question about the prayer. Please help me scrutinize. Is prayer for health of a friend can damage her, and is it intervention?
No, such a prayer cannot corrupt anything. The Creator reveals between us all kinds of corruptions so that we will respond to them in order to correct them and to ask Him to correct them. That's it.
Mark 21.
Thank you.
Mark 21.
Mark 21.
Здравствуйте. Почему болит сердце по утрам?
Oh, why does the heart ache in the morning, but is not yet crying to the Creator? I cannot help it. And what is left for me is to die for this miracle to be born.
It's not enough. It needs to be aimed by a person in the correct way towards the Creator. And not alone, but rather with several other friends. Try to do that, and you will see how it will also help you and also everyone and also to the heart.
Hello, Rav, World Kli. We have a question. On one hand, the Creator is concealed from us. On the other hand, we can reveal the Creator through the Torah. How to work in the correct way with the light of the Torah?
That's what we learn about all the time. We need to ask the Creator to correct us in such a way that He will be able to be revealed between us, in us. The light that corrects us and connects between us is called the reforming light, towards the reform, towards the good. And then that light operates by filling us.
Toronto Free.
Здравствуйте, Рав. Здравствуйте, подруги. Спасибо.
Hello, Rav. Hello, friends. Thank you for the lesson. We have a question. In the materials, it is said that a man cannot do anything for the Creator, but we really want to do something for Him. What should we do with everything that we're doing? To continue or to ask to be able to do something for Him?
It's written, if you are right, what will you give him? What can we do for the Creator? Only to bring him the shattered vessels for him to correct. That is how we give him pleasure, contentment, by us bringing him work, and let the Lord have work, and he is happy by having to do the corrections for us. We just need to ask. Just like a young child who's asking from the big one to do this, to be brought that, and so on. That's what we need to do. Try to give the work of correction to the Creator. That's it. It's truly... It brings him great contentment. Well, I think that we're going to move to info.
First of all, thank you very much for this very strong and important lesson. Thank you, Gilad. We wanted to ask a question about the topic of the lesson. And the question is, how can the women of the world Kli aim the heart, considering everything that's happening all over the world?
Our world is entering
up and down,
certain fluctuations of ups and down that are very extreme. And they will be more and more. The world doesn't want to hear about corrections. The world doesn't want to be receiving conclusions of what's happening as a result of the pandemic. It doesn't want to see a future that would come close to us in such a way that where will we have employment for everyone? How will we arrange our lives? There's a problem. But for the time being, we're not noticing this, and we're behaving like little egoistic children. And let's hope that somehow this will change. But for the time being, I don't see it. What do we need to do? Again, go over our study materials. Try to be closer to one another. Just like you know, you are more or less in our lessons. You don't have to study tests. That's what I want to say. Women are not obliged to study tests, but they're obliged with all the other study materials, the articles. We have many, many, many materials in our archive. I'm certain that most of you are in it, and you read, and you've done. I wish you success. Get to know our materials, especially these are the materials of Rabash, the articles of Rabash. I go over them personally every day and read at least two articles a day from Rabash. And that's how I rehearse this and repeat this again and more and more. And I really recommend for you to do this too, at the pace that you're capable.
Again.
Question. What should be the connection between all the 10 women all over the world, Kuli, to strengthen everyone?
Mutual support. There needs to be mutual support. And for you, well, soon we're going to have a convention. Try to connect towards the convention. It's very important. It's all in the connection between us. And it doesn't need to be some physical meeting. but rather that we will truly get to know one another and try to come closer to one another in an internal, heartfelt way. With that, I wish you great success, and I'm willing to be connected together with you. You are very important to us. You in the group of Bnei Baruch, you're about 70% of altogether the members of Bnei Baruch. There's 70% of our group that are women in our group. So that's why it's very important to me the extent in which you will be more connected, stronger, more learned, and I really want this to influence you. I understand that you don't have enough time and there are many concerns and problems, but try, because our success is close and our reward is great, and you will see that truly you have a great gift standing before you. I'm giving you a straight heart from my heart. Succeed in everything, dear women. Bye. Thank you.
Thank you very much for the warm words. We, dear friends, are continuing in the connection between us. Above everything that's happening, well, let's open our hearts and continue with the same topic of the intention of the heart with hosting of friends from Europe, all over Europe. Song.
הנקודה שבלב מתגעגעת לחלקי נשמתה השונים, גם אם לא מרגישה או יודעת, היא נמשכת אל החברים. משיעור לשיעור היא סופגת השפעת המאור אמיתי, שבונה בתשוקה מיוחדת להשיג את הטוב ומטיב. יש בינינו מרכז משותף לכל הנקודות שבלב, אליו משתוקק, משתוקק ונשאר, כי בו מתגלה האוהב. יש בינינו מרכז משותף לכל הנקודות שבלב, אליו משתוקק, משתוקק ונשאר, כי בו מתגלה האוהב. הנקודה שבלב מתחדשת ורוקמת מרקם של קשרים, מקבל תחושה של הרשת שספוגה בת חברים. הנקודה שבלב מתחברת לחלקי נשמתה השונים, ופתאום מרגישה מאושרת מלאה אהבת חברים. יש בינינו מרכז משותף לכל הנקודות שבלב, אליו משתוקק, משתוקק ונשאף, כי בו מתגלה האוהב. יש בינינו מרכז משותף לכל הנקודות שבלב, אליו משתוקק, משתוקק ונשאף, כי בו מתגלה האוהב. שבלב אליו משתוקק, משתוקק ונשאר, כי בו מתגלה